This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across America and the Caribbean, too. Special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. And to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And let's not forget about the people that are working on the Third Watch right now. The truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, keeping America rolling along. Now, check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And don't forget to take advantage of everything that we have over there that you can take advantage of. All right, let's go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
Now, I have a question for you. There were some senators yesterday that came out, and the news was released. This came from Town Hall. Some senators that apparently had sent a referral for some of the people pertaining to the Judge Kavanaugh hearing to the Department of Justice. They want to know what happened to those referrals.
Well, the truth is we all want to know. You had several senators that signed a letter, as a reminder to the Department of Justice. Hey, we made criminal referrals, I think, on four people, all dealing with the Kavanaugh hearings. And, they have given the Department of Justice, I think, until the 21st for a response. Okay, that's good to give them an expiration date, but if the 22nd comes around and they haven't gotten a response, then what? I guess because of the letter, we'll have the Department of, we'll have Judicial Watch step in and, you know, go after some FOIA requests and see if some communications on these four people to kickstart a look at the four people that were criminal referral for. This is all for lying under oath, by the way. I don't understand this Department of Justice in some places because, I mean, I just don't think that there's a sense of urgency on some things unless they're short of resources, which I doubt because I think there's about, 40,000 lawyers over there or something.
Well, 40,000 lawyers or whatnot, but I don't think they're short. I think it's just a case of priorities. I'm not sure they may have a priority in going on with this Durham thing and this other stuff that they're looking at. But you wanted to talk about the whistleblower. What pertaining about the whistleblower you wanted to talk about?
Well, this one's kind of interesting, I will tell you, because this whistleblower, of course, I will tell you that we have members of the House and likely members of the Senate who absolutely know who it is. And why is that? Well, because we now know it is confirmed that the whistleblower is a career CIA person most recently as an analyst. At one point was actually assigned to Biden when he was vice president. Did you hear what I said? He was assigned to Vice President Biden.
Yeah, here we go.
Biden knows this person. This person is very loyal to Biden. But he had a short stint assigned to detail at the National Security Council. So it is... Now, we're also, I think, beginning to understand, too, that this CIA person was very loyal to Biden because at least on one occasion, this whistleblower flew on Air Force Two with Biden to Ukraine. Let me say that again. He flew with this person, not he, she, whatever, flew with Biden on Air Force Two to Ukraine. Now that is, that's the Holy Grail right there. That's why this Ukraine phone call is so important to this CIA person.
Well, I'm not surprised to hear this, and there was a name mentioned. I can't remember what the name was right now, but he apparently, and this was a he, this person apparently had been in the Obama administration for a while and then was suddenly at the last minute moved over to Donald Trump. And the National Security Council, I guess, is it council or committee?
It's the National Security Council. You have to understand something. You know, the respective agencies nominate people from their agency to go over to the Situation Room and work. And it's all part of the National Security Council. The White House Situation Room, which is where these phone calls take place, by the way, that's all hosted and set up out of the White House Situation Room. There's about 30 people that are assigned to it, and they're divided into five teams. So those people, they watch international media, and they look at cables, they look at all other kinds of intelligence that is also filtered into the Situation Room. They do a briefing a couple of times a day, and then they compile the briefing into a summary, and that is included as well as other information into the presidential daily briefing.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversations with Denise Simon are brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, the USCCA offers you protection in the event that you need it for anything pertaining to civil or criminal defense. In the event you have to defend yourself by whatever means possible, they will be there for you. Now, the USCCA has a link on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there on the right tab, click on that link, and sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway. Or they alternate it back and forth now with a free $1,000 worth of training with your handguns and a self-defense course by a USCCA certified instructor, which, oh, by the way, is also that combat course that a lot of you have heard about. And that's something that I've taken, and I would strongly recommend it to anybody because it'll make you a much better shooter, much more aware of your surroundings and what you need to do if you need to do it. So, USCCA, the logo link on the Captain's America Third Watch.com. When that little drop down window comes down, sign up for the register for the whatever it happens to be, the free Gun Day giveaway or the free training. And don't forget that should you become a member of three different levels of membership, you will get $474 worth of free stuff with your membership. And that will also include the Concealed Carry magazine, an award-winning magazine, which offers you all kinds of savings and things every month it comes out. So, USCCA, the logo link on my website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Now, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Denise, sorry about that. I just lost her. All right, well, let's go to Backgammon Bob while we're waiting for Denise to come back. Mr. Bob, how are you? How are you?
Hello, Captain.
Not too bad. Listen, Denise, I just hung up on her accidentally when I...
Hello?
She's, yeah, I'm right here. I'm right here, Backgammon Bob, hold on, because I had Denise on the other line, and when I went to answer your line, I wound up accidentally dropping her. So let's bring her into the mix, and we'll go from there. All right, now, Denise Simon and Backgammon Bob. All right, Backgammon Bob, what is your question for Denise Simon?
Well, first thing I just wanted to mention, did you see that tonight where they had some riots out there under with Trump's rally?
Well,
it's going to get a lot worse once the campaigns really get rolling. I'm predicting something like the Chicago riots.
Now you're saying riots. You're saying riots. I'm not seeing riots. I'm seeing that there was a disturbance, but a riot, I don't think I would call it that.
Yeah, maybe not. But I think it's going to get worse. It's particularly when if Warren is the one, because she's going to bring a lot of the socialists in, and socialism is like a
All right. Well, what's your question for Denise? Because she's listening right now. What's your question?
Oh, what's my question? I really did have. I just wanted to make it kind of a statement like that, and what she thinks is it going to lead to that type of thing, I guess.
Okay there, Backgammon Bob. We'll let you go, and we'll see what she has to say. So thank you very much for the call. Well, Denise, what he was asking was he called it a riot. I wouldn't quite go that far with what went on outside.
Well, there was not quite a riot, but there were clearly some protests, and they did, there was some violence there. The violence was really against most of it was against the police, and then some of the protesters were actually surrounding those that had attended the rally. And so there had to be some real different kind of procedures in order for those that attended the rally to be able to leave without being confronted. So they had to change some things up dramatically, and we can't possibly know all the things that happened on the ground. We just saw it from a couple of angles or a couple of perspectives, but it did go clearly sideways. I mean, there was some damage to windows and, it looked like a normal kind of Antifa type operation. So yeah, are there going to be more? Yes. I mean, these are all certainly planned.
Okay. And the other thing, there was one individual apparently that was, accosted physically, wouldn't call it beaten up, but he certainly was struck several times by the Antifa folks. And again, folks, this is the problem that we have in this country. And Antifa, anti-First Amendment, they need to go. Now, Denise, I could be wrong here, but, I mean, these people, if we can find out who they are, we need to stop them before they get an opportunity at any of these rallies.
Well, I saw a bunch of them that was not, that looked like Antifa, for sure. They were all in black with the hoods and wearing masks and those kinds of things. And then there are others that were not. We haven't addressed all of this when it comes to Antifa or groups that are aligning themselves with Antifa. So, I think there's going to be a lot of police work today. I guess dissecting really what happened last night.
By the way, James in Clearwater is telling us not to call the whistleblower a whistleblower. Call him for what he really is, a rumor monger.
Well, I'm not as concerned. I mean, I have some concerns about this whistleblower. But the bigger issue, I would say, is the person, the CIA person that worked for Joe Biden, assigned to the White House National Security Council Situation Room. What they did to get information to this whistleblower that filled out the complaint is a felony. And we know who he is. When I say we, I mean, we got members of the House and Senate that know clearly who this person is. I would also argue there are members of the media that know who this person is, meaning the name of the whistleblower, and they likely already know who the name, the CIA person's name too. So, I would say that Gina Haspel has some things that she needs to, reply to. She needs some certain actions that she needs to take. And you know that Joe Biden knows who this person is because this person worked for Joe Biden when he was a vice president. So unresolved still.
Absolutely, positively, couldn't agree with you more. Now, let's have a little fun here. There was a report yesterday, the New York Post broke a story that the retiring congresswoman in the 7th Congressional District in Westchester County was going to be replaced and was being highly touted by this person, namely the one, the only, Chelsea Clinton.
Great, put her up there. I'm good with that. Put her up there. Let's send a message to the entire Clinton family. Put her up there. Let's do this.
You want to elect Chelsea Clinton? Well, she probably will get elected because it's a very strong Democratic district in Westchester County, and I'm pretty sure that she would be able to get elected. A lot of people aren't agreeing with that, but here we go.
If they want to become a candidate, they open themselves to all kinds of things. So I think we are well-armed to push back on that kind of thing. So let's do it. You know, you want this fight? Let's have it.
Okay. And again, folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, you know, one of the things that we try to do here on the show is definitely when we come to breaking news and different stories that are out there, Americans, of course, are I'm hearing more and more, Denise, Americans are more and more ticked off about the impeachment process. And I mean, they're really ticked off, and they either want it to end or they want somebody to go do something else. What do you think?
What I think is that when it comes to impeachment, it's really just a kind of another layer to all things Washington, D.C. I don't know that it's really the impeachment that we're mad about. And we're just mad about that we see that forces inside government is not working anymore. We were supposed to have a peaceful transfer of power between one president to the next. We are clearly seeing that this hasn't been peaceful. And, we are as worn out with the dysfunction and the division and all of this in Washington, D.C. as we ever have been. So we just sort of roll our eyes. I mean, we have to admit that when we see things that are going on, we're not even surprised anymore. We're not even shocked anymore because we come to expect it and we're numb to it all.
Alrighty, well, here comes the music. We got to let you go, and I'll talk to you on a weekend show. So you have yourself a great day, and stay low up there in Tarpon Springs, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, President Trump speaking at a Keep America Great rally at the Target Center in Minneapolis, Ilhan Omar's district.
For the next 13 months, think of that, it seems like yesterday, for the next 13 months we are going to fight with all of our heart and soul, and we are going to win the great state of Minnesota in 2020.
Two associates of Rudy Giuliani arrested on campaign finance violations as they try to leave the country. In other news, the president of Ukraine says there was no blackmail during his phone call with President Trump. Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 150 points to close at 26,496. The Nasdaq up 47 points, the S&P 500 up almost 19 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News Report number 2 in the Captain's America Third Watch. Brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Remember, give them a call and schedule a tour. Give them a call, schedule a tour. Take a look at one of their two facilities, either in Concord, Mass., or down here in Clearwater, Florida. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college coming out of high school. They are going to technical schools. There's more of that. They learn a trade, and in most cases, when they come out with the trade, they wind up becoming an apprentice or go into some type of training or become what we call an 80 percenter, where you get 80% of whatever the starting wage is. If it's $12 an hour and you're at 80%, you're at $9.60 an hour. If it's $10 an hour, you're at $8 an hour. That's the way it works. Now, how would you like the chance to start out at $50,000 a year or more as an aviation maintenance tech? Well, you can. Now, all you got to do
is check out National Aviation Academy online by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And schedule a tour where you can go and see what they're all about. Now, they have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, right there just outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, which is in the Tampa Bay, Florida region. And when you take a look at what they have to offer, I'm sure you'll be very interested in becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. Check them out. Find out more. Their website's naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour. 1-800-659-2080. Again, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It will open the door wide, slap open for you. And that's what you want. You want a wide open door so that you can turn around and go in there and find out what they're all about. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. All right. Now, the U.S. Army, two soldiers have shown up with vapor-relating lung injuries that match the Center for Disease Control's definition of the illness commonly associated with the black market vaping products that contain THC. Now, THC is the main psychoactive compound found in marijuana. So it appears that these two soldiers that have turned up may have been vaping marijuana, which is how they had the problem they got. And I don't know about you, but I wouldn't suggest doing any vaping at all based on what we continue to see. Now, a retired Army Colonel, Christopher Kalinda, said his approach to negotiations is to move forward in baby steps with small confidence-building deals. Now, he was the colonel who helped set up the talks with the Taliban, who is still bullish on a peace deal in Afghanistan. Now, he thinks that they can find a mutually agreeable peace. I don't think so. I think the Taliban's lying through their teeth, and they don't want anything to do with peace. They want to just go in there and kill as many of us as they can possibly do. That's just my thought. Now, prosecutors have got another Navy sub-officer who was busted for a narcotic side hustle. Another submarine officer has been charged with using, distributing, and possessing illegal drugs in Seattle, stationed up there at Bremerton. And hello, Bremerton, listening to us on the Megatalk stations, AM 1400 and AM 920. Appreciate you guys and gals up there very much. Also, the Navy would have to spend $200 billion more, a 31% boost each year over the next 30 years to reach its goal of 355 ships, a sharply higher number than the $660 billion. The Navy currently projects it'll spend. This coming from the Congressional Budget Office. We'll have to check and see how that works out. By the way, later this month, the USS Gerald R. Ford will depart Huntington Ingalls Industries, the Newport News shipbuilding plant. It'll cross the James River and report pierside to the naval station in Norfolk in Virginia. And the carrier will then begin preparation for an anticipated deployment in 2021. We'll see how that plays out. And the first of three new destroyers for the U.S. Navy won't be delivered with full combat capability until the first quarter of next year. The Navy's new $7.8 billion destroyer is now running 6 years late. Wait till you see this thing. I've seen the pictures of it. Wait till you see this thing. It's unbelievable. The Air Force once again recruited the most new airmen in decades in fiscal 2019, easily surpassing its goal for the year, according to statistics released by the Air Force Recruiting Service. Everybody's trying to fly high with the Air Force, I guess, so there you go. Now, also, the flight operations at Spangdahlem Air Force Base in Germany were grounded one day after an F-16 from the base's 52nd fighter wing crashed near the installation. Now, as far as I know, they're still grounded. We'll see what happens with that and how long they keep that going on. Not to be outdone, the Marines now have a 20-mile tactical march. It's more demanding than ever. Of course, the Marines would, you might know, would do that. Marines in the 5th Marine Regiment recently completed the largest combat evaluation in the unit since the Corps changed standards to the test, including adding more than 7 miles to the hike. So kudos to the Marines for that. And a seized North Korean cargo ship has been sold to compensate the parents of Ohio Warm Beer. Now, the U.S. Coast Guard officials in Pago Pago on Monday released a seized North Korean cargo ship suspected of violating international sanctions. Don't know if they did or not, but they released it. And the National Guard has resupplied the northernmost military base in Canada. The New York Army National Guard's 109th Airlift Wing recently wrapped up a mission flying cargo to Canada's northernmost base, a small alert site on the northern tip of Nunavut, which is way, way, way up there. And hackers aren't done targeting the military. Haven't heard a lot about hackers in the military for a while. But veterans hurting for jobs may have thought the Hire Military Heroes was just another jobs website that would keep them, that would help them to find employment. But in reality, the site prompted users to download an app containing malware, and it would allow the attacker access to a plethora of information, according to cybersecurity researchers who were familiar with the case. Wow. Also, George W. Bush and his portraits of veterans are making the Washington debut. He's got them in the galleries there. Don't know which one. But they're pretty good. I did see the pictures, and they look pretty good to me. U.S. troops also wounded in combat who lack the family or financial report to care for themselves at home could soon have another housing opinion. How about that? Things are changing in the world in which we live. And when it comes to the defense industry, BAE Systems was awarded a $148.3 million Army contract, a 4% increase from the previous vehicle that they used. And we'll tell you more about that a little bit later on in the program, but right now we got to take a break, and when we come back from the break, we'll be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch moves on.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, that's Donna Fiducia, and we appreciate her very much, and we appreciate her listening to us like she is right now up there on AM 1330. And that is our affiliate right there in good old Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from the one and only Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there for everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Well, joining us right now, after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor for the pains that you're suffering from. It's a all-natural product that you can take, and believe me when I tell you, it works. It's worked for me for about 3.5 years. It'll work for you. Go to ReliefFactor.com/Captain, ReliefFactor.com/Captain, and try the 1995 3-week quick start. See if it works. All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. And good morning there, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Now, I want to cut right to the chase here, Mr. Chris, and I want to get to the big rally they had in Minnesota last night. The president really put it out there in the forefront. He went after not only Joe Biden big time and hashtag Where's Hunter, but also Ilhan Omar.
Ilhan Omar, I like his comment there. She's going to help him win in Minnesota. I think probably the thing we can take away from the rally yesterday is the protesters and how insane they are. I think that best thing that for Republicans and conservatives to do is to film what goes on and show everybody. People waving communist flags. This is who these people are. I mean, independents are going to look at this and you want this. This is the future you're looking for. It's pretty sad. It really is. Throwing all sorts of things, acting like complete utter idiots. It's okay to disagree with people on policy. I have no problem with that. I can sit down and I can debate people. But when you act like utter fools and you try to hurt people and you attack police, there's something wrong with you.
Well, they were throwing bags and plastic bottles of urine at people, not only the police, but the people that had attended the rally, and they set some MAGA hats on fire. They trailed one Trump supporter, and started punching him. The police moved in very quickly, but you are right, and again, they need to set an example of these people, and when they know where they're at and they know they're doing something wrong, haul them in, throw them in the calaboose, and just throw the book at them.
Yeah, you're right. Make sure that everybody actually sees what's going on.
Now, a lot of things are going on here because we have Mr. Joe Biden, who was released. It was divulged yesterday that he's been very busy in the money-making business starting way back when he was a U.S. senator and was worried about and concerned about Ukraine then. He got $900,000 6 years before his son got his money, and nobody knew about it until yesterday when it came out. And along the way, between Hunter and the dad, the two of them got $9 million from the Ukraine. Not bad work if he can get it.
Tell me about it, man. It's the best business in the world. It's becoming a politician. The easiest way to become wealthy without having to do a damn thing. And maybe it's what's attracting a lot of people. I mean, these people should be ashamed of themselves and how they enrich themselves through their positions of power. I've always reminded of when Harry Truman left office, he had to move back in with his mother-in-law. There are people who went to Washington D.C. that refused to use any part of their power of office to enrich themselves. Now they do it while they're in office. How do you think these people become so wealthy? It's sad. It really is. You're supposed to go, and then they pat themselves on the back like they're some sort of public servant. No, they're not. You're serving yourself. What are you trying to kid? There's no way you would have made this money in the real world. Go out and get a real job and make a living like we all have to do, aside from this graft. And it's not just Joe Biden. It's both sides of the aisle that do this. And it's awful.
Well, it's true. It is both sides that do it. And there's been plenty of people that have been Republicans over the years that have gotten very wealthy. But what I like is when you get people that go in there that are worth $100 million, and 10 years later they're still worth $100 million, which means that they haven't profited from the position that they have gotten elected to. All right. Well, Chris, now I want to go with a town hall story, and that is that the senators came out with these criminal referrals on the Kavanaugh hearings, they wanted to know from the DOJ yesterday what's happened to the criminal referrals that they turned over to the Department of Justice.
Oh, you mean the people who made up their stories?
Exactly.
Yeah, there was people that made up the story and made stuff up that they said Kavanaugh had been. They were referred criminally. So I heard about this too yesterday, so they haven't followed up with that at all, huh? They're probably connected. Yeah, it's like the mafia. He's a friend of ours. They're probably big time Dems or Libs or part of something somewhere, and they let that stuff go. They let it slide. And it's, again, we don't follow our principles anymore here in this country anywhere. Anyway, you can't open your mouth and betray the communist government over in China, or you get shut up, and the NBA wants nothing to do with that because we bow down to the almighty dollar, and we don't like enforcing our laws here. It depends on who you are. We're all supposed to be equal under the law. We're supposed to be a nation of laws, not of men, and obviously we're not.
Right, and of course we're talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there and check out all the different information he has there for you. Now, we got a report yesterday, and I'm not sure if this came from the Trump administration, the Chinese, or where it came from, but they're getting very close to some sort of a deal with China. Do you know anything about this?
Let's say it's all rumor and innuendo, Matt, at this point in time. You can't believe anything that's being put out by the media at this point in time when it comes to these trade deals. So I choose not to. We'll wait and see what happens. I am hoping that the administration sticks to his guns, and we got a good deal out of this, and we have to play the long game. We play the long game.
By the way, everybody wants to know, where's Hunter?
Good question. I don't know. Maybe he's hanging out with Barack Obama. I haven't seen that guy in a while either.
Well, wherever he is, I'll bet he's making money because they certainly knew how to get that $1.5 billion out of the Chinese. Oh, Elizabeth Warren yesterday apparently is whining and crying about the fact that she's being smeared unfairly by people on the right and people on the left, and they shouldn't be doing that because she made up this story, another story about being pregnant and how it cost her job as a college professor. Then they found out, no, it didn't either.
It wasn't a college professor. It was actually a high school teacher in New Jersey. And, yeah, she made the whole thing up again, the whole thing. They actually went and looked and found that she was renewed for her contract, but she chose not to return. She chose to resign. I also have her on tape saying that that's exactly what she did, but then the story wasn't good enough, so she had to change it after the fact. She's lies constantly. I mean, you never know what's coming out of her mouth and what story she's making up with family things and things that happened in her past. Believe what you want. You can worship who you want, but her followers don't seem to care.
Now, finally, a couple of Ukrainians were arrested yesterday in connection with their friends of Rudy Giuliani or something along those lines. What the heck's going on there? Is Rudy in trouble now?
No, I don't think this has anything to do with Rudy at all. This has nothing to do with the Ukraine story at all. This is Southern District of Manhattan. It has to do with some sort of campaign finance violations or something that they were actually doing in regards to some marijuana farm somewhere. I don't know, but no, it doesn't have anything to do with the story at hand.
All righty. Well, I'm running out of time here, so I'm going to say I hope you have a great weekend, and I hope your team wins. That's the Giants, and we will be watching the Bucks at 9:30 in the morning on Sunday playing over in England.
Giants lost yesterday. Shocker.
All righty. Well, you have yourself a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday morning, so you stay low over there. All righty, Chris Markowski, everybody, to Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Here we show all across the United States on a weekend on about 250 radio stations. And it's on many of these stations that I'm talking to you on right now. So I'll be back. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, coming on board once we take this top-of-the-hour break. I will return with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.